Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trebet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Thursday morning. We stop by to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for keeping us, Lord God, as we slept and slumbered. Or we come to bless your name today. We come to lift you up today. You said you would draw all men unto you. So we come to praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. We continue to glorify. Or we come to say thank you, though. Didn't get a 911 call on last night, Father God, and we say thank you. Loved ones still in the land of the living, we say thank you. Or we come to bless your name today. We come to tear down strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, everything in me will praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And when I look back over my own life, I can truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony. I will come out of the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line, each and every one that's on this line today. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, we say blood that you shed it on Calvary. Or we come to bless your name. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We ask you to order their footsteps and lead and direct them in all truth on today, Father God, that only you can do. We just come to bless your name and sitting high, looking down low on us, Lord God. We say, have your way today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just come to bless your name. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Father God. Continue to pour back into him your strength right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name for the man of God, the God chaser. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way in his life today, Father God. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We lift up the whole entire Matthew family to you today, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care, Father God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger. Seen and unseen sickness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name. We thank you for Rita, Father God, that safely works behind the scenes, Father God. Continue to bless her entire family right now in the name. Oh, we come to give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Land today, Father God. We thank you for miracles, signs, and wonders on today, Father God. Oh, bless your name. We can continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. Our joy comes from you. The joy of the Lord is our strength on today, and we say thank you. Plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car, every means of transportation on today, Lord God. Dispatch their angels right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we come to bless your name today. Your word says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God abides under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you that your shadow is hovering, covering each and every one of us. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say thank you, Father. We know you're married to the backslider. Slide them back to you by your Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the nursing homes on today, Father God. Go from floor to floor, room to room today and create miracle signs and wonders today, God, that only you can do, Father. And we just say thank you. We thank you, Father God. Oh, we bless your name. We lift up Biden and Harris to you and their families, Father God. Order their footsteps. Lead them, direct them in the right path, Father God, that only you can do. Touch the hearts of your people today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the homeless to you all over the land today, Father God. We ask you to do a new thing for the homeless right now. Hallelujah. Close doors that can't no man open. Open doors for the homeless that can't no man close. And we say thank you. All power is in your hands, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father. We say thank you for being our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for bringing heaven to earth today and every day. Because there's no sickness and disease and distress in heaven, Father God. Oh, no suicide demons in heaven, Father God. So we curse those suicide demons right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We send it to the dry place. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for Pastor Jamie, Father God, how you strengthen his body from his kidney transplant, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. You able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, and we say thank you. I continue to put my son before you, Father God. My son-in-law, they need kidneys, Father God. And I still say, don't nobody have to die for them to live, and I say thank you, Jesus, because you could do the impossible. You can do the impossible. And I say thank you. Again, her entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in her family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. Cover St. Louis with the blood. Get to the Lamb of God from corner to corner right now in St. Louis, Father God. Just rule and reign right now, God. Your peace, your joy, your healing power. Always come to bless your name. We lift up all the penitentiaries to you today, Father God. We ask you to go from cell to cell right now and minister to your young men and women today, Father God, that only you can do, God. Stop by the county jails on today. Go from cell to cell in the mighty name of Jesus. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. And we just bless your name for this new day you allowed us to see, Father. This new day, Father God. Have your way on open forum today, Father God. Oh, we bless your name today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because it's not about me, it's all about you. It's about me doing your will in your way. And I'm asking you to have your way today. We ask you to cover all the schools today, from the college campus to the daycare today, God. Keep our children safe from all harm and danger, from pedophiles, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Lift up Elder Hunt and his entire family to you today, Father God. Continue to do a new thing in his family right now. Do a shine to do a turn for his family right now, for you get all the glory. Deacon Sanchez and his family, Father God. Oh, we just bless your name for him right now. We ask you to order their footsteps and lead and direct them in all truth on today and every day in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for breakthroughs in every area of our life and not a breakdown. That we are better and not bitter. That we know we are the victors and no longer victims. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We will be that tree planted by the river. We shall not be moved. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to love on you today, Lord God, and every day, Father God. Because without you, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. Always come to bless your name. Cover our neighborhoods with the blood. In the name of Jesus. Cover all the gas stations with the blood. Dispatch angels in the gas stations. Keep your people safe, Father God, from straight bullets, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, God. Oh, we just say thank you. Thank you for loving us, Lord God. When we sometimes didn't love ourselves, but you yet still love us. And we say thank you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're the potter and we're your clay. Continue to mold us in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare it right now. You say, when I decree and declare it, it is established. And we say thank you. Thank you for this awesome Thursday morning. Thank you for open forum today. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious Son, Jesus' name. Thank God, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. We say good morning, Holy Spirit, amen. We welcome
good morning, Mother Sydney.
Amen. Good morning, Mother Gwen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Amen. On this morning, on this first Thursday morning in October 2023. Good morning, Dr. Wilkes. Amen. Good morning, Administrator Brian. Dr. Matthew, and to all of God's people, to all of God's leader in the land, near and far, hallelujah. We just second praise God for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. This is a day of miracle for someone. Amen. Because God woke you up this morning. We invite, so invite him into your day on today. Welcome the Holy Spirit into your day on today. Amen. Ask him to give you strength. Amen. Ask him to be strong in your life today. Amen. Because the world is filled with so much challenge. Amen. Glory to God. And you need him on today. Amen. You need him to be the lifter of your soul. Glory to God. We just thank and praise God once again for you, you and you near and far. This is open forum. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're a place where you can ask questions that you can ask, amen, in your own assembly. Hallelujah. A question, if you have a praise report, if you have a word of encouragement, amen. If you just have a word that you want to respond to the question, hallelujah. On the conference line, we ask you that you press star 6 on your line. Amen. You have a question of myself or Dr. Matthew, press star 6 on your line, and you could come right on in. Glory to God. And just gather with us and minister with us, amen, as the Lord give you, amen, on the Blog Talk Radio. God bless you this morning, near and far. Amen to all our essential workers. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To all the heart doctors. Hallelujah. To all the doctors near and far. Hallelujah. To those nurses. Amen. To the caregivers across the world. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Man and woman, hallelujah, that have given their life our country. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Because it has to take something, amen, or someone, amen, to put that in you, to give your life. It's like you give your life to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you give your life to serve your country. You are honored. You are honored. They say give honor where honor is due, and I believe our men and women, amen, to give their life to the Lord, amen, to protect the country. They deserve triple, quadruple honor, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. And we bless the Lord for you and your family, glory to God. But on the Blog Talk Radio side, one on your dial, and come right on in, because we would love to hear your response. We would love to, amen, hear a question from you on today. Amen. Glory to God. This is a great day. This is a great day. And you know why it's a great day? Because you are here. Amen. You are here to make a difference. You are here to let your light shine. Amen. You are here. Amen. Because you're the salt of the earth. Amen. You're a city that sit on the hill. And we bless the Lord for you on today. Glory to God. Words of encouragement for you, you and you near and far. Amen. Just know there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen. Continue to look to the hills for what cometh your help. Your help comes from the Lord. Amen. Because this is a day. This is a day that you never seen before. Glory to God. Make the best of it. Hallelujah. Just make the best of it. Go and do something for someone. It doesn't have to be big. Amen. Go and do something for someone on today. Somebody that you don't even know. On them. Amen. Give them a word of encouragement. Maybe buy their breakfast, amen, lunch, you know, whatever, glory to God. Give them a word from the Lord. Pray for them. Hallelujah. Do something different that you wouldn't have done today. Amen. Glory to God. Do something different. Amen. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord for you on today. If you have a question for myself or Dr. Matthews on this morning, hallelujah, star 6 on your line, conference line. Press 1 on your dial on the Blog Talk Radio and come right on in with us. Hallelujah, because I tell you, the Spirit of the Lord is here on this morning. You know why? Because Mother Cindy brought him with her. Amen. Mother brought her with her. We thank and praise God for you, Mother Gwen, for that powerful prayer. Glory to God. You have set the atmosphere for us on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think about it, said when praises go up, blessings come down. And you know when you raise your hand, the old mothers, amen, used to tell us when we praise the Lord, when you take your hand up in the air and when you praise him, hallelujah, with your hand, they say, you giving the devil a black eye. I'm like, oh, bless your name, Jesus, because it said one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. I guess I'm black. I'm giving 1,000 demons a black eye as I give God praise, a true praise. Amen. Hallelujah. A true praise. Hallelujah. I tell you, the devil can't stand. Amen. Can't defeat. Can't do nothing. By the name of Jesus, because he said every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Because when we say Jesus, something happens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm telling you, are you a believer? Something happened by the name of Jesus. Demons tremble. They recognize the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And so many times, you know, when you get in the bind or something happened, glory to God, you're like, Jesus. And some people say, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We call on that name because there is power in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And when we call on Jesus, amen, he answers. He answers his own. He answers Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Amen. So when you call on his name, something happens. Something happens. I know when I just speak of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm telling you, my feet get a little light. My feet get a little light. My hands start to extend. Hallelujah, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, glory to God. Because, you know, like I said, I'm going to go forward. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, most higher. But the Lord, amen, saw fit to allow me to wake up this morning. Hallelujah, glory to God. So I have to give him glory. I have to give him honor. I have to allow him, amen, glory to God, faith in my life, glory to God. Because they said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. Are your steps ordered by the Lord? I'm just excited on this morning. I just want to let the Lord know on this morning how grateful I am. Amen. How grateful I am. Just to love him, just to thank him on this morning. Because you know what? This is a day that we never seen before. We're entering into a new day. Glory to God, a day you never seen before. We never seen October the 4th. Is it day the 4th or the 5th? We never seen October the 5th. Is it the 4th? 5th. We never seen October the 5th, Thursday, October the 5th, 2023. It's a new day. And we'll never see this day again. Hallelujah. Not this October the 5th. Amen. Glory to God. We'll never see this day. We'll never experience this day like this day. Amen. Every day is a new day, a dawning of a new day. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord for you on this morning. Amen. We want to take this opportunity and time, amen, to open up. If there's anyone that's on the line, on the conference line, you have a good morning, Prophet Matthew. Amen. Glory to God. If you have a question for my, amen, Prophet Matthew, even some of the leaders that might be on the line, on the conference line, press star 6 and come in. And on the Blog Talk Radio side, press 1 and come on in. And we just admire your gift. Amen. We welcome your gift. We welcome, amen, your conversation. We welcome you on this morning. Glory to God, to open forum. Amen. For a place everybody is somebody on today. Hallelujah. Everybody is somebody on today. Glory to God. Because where the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. There's liberty. Amen. There's a freedom. In the spirit, there's a freedom in the spirit on today. And when there's a freedom in God, there's life. There's life. There's life. Where the spirit moves and where the spirit dwells, amen, there is life. Amen. Just bless the Lord for you today. Amen. So if there's any question, any comment, amen, on this morning, I want to take this opportunity, amen, to open up the line, amen, to you, you, and you. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Well, if there's not one, amen, I just want to read just a little nugget. Amen. Hallelujah. I just want to read Psalms 24, where it says, "The earth is Lord's, and the fullness thereof." It says, "The world, and they that dwell therein." And this is a message within itself. in itself. Talks about the earth. It's telling us who the thing that's in the earth, amen, the thing that dwells in it, amen. It tells us who's the owner of it. It said the earth is the Lord. So if and buts about it. It said, and the fullness thereof. It says the world itself. Amen. And they that dwell in it, you, amen, the animals, everything that's in it, hallelujah, it belongs to the Lord. Because it says, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. He created it. So if he established it, I mean, he created it. Amen. Glory to God. He created it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He says from upon the seas, he created it upon the sea. So when you go back to the beginning, amen, glory to God, and it's telling us when we go back to the beginning of the word, it says in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He created the heaven and the earth. He said the earth was without form and void. And it says darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the of the water. And so when they talk about, for he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood, then it tells us, it asks a question. It said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? This is a question that the psalmist is asking us. It said, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? This is a question he asking you. Are you eligible? Amen. To the hills of the Lord, to ascend to the hills of the Lord. Are you eligible to stand in his holy place? Question to ask. He's asking you this question. And so before you answer the question, you have to examine yourself. And then he tells you who is able to do that. He said he, hallelujah, so you don't have to even think twice. Amen. He gives you the answer. He said he that have clean hands. Woo, mom, did he about Shia? He that have clean hands and a pure heart. Your hands have to be clean. Your heart has to be clean. It says only the pure in heart shall see God. Purify my heart, Lord. Purify my heart, Lord. Lord, I don't want blood up on my hand. My dear Messiah, God. I don't want blood of the people up on my hand, Lord God. I don't want blood stain of sin up on my hand, God. But he said, I want clean hands. And I want a pure heart. Hallelujah. And David said, create in me a clean heart and renew me the right spirit, God. And so you have to have clean hands and a pure heart. It says, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Oh, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Solomon said, everything is vanity. He said, vanity, vanity, vanity. He said, everything is vanity. Oh, glory to God. Nor swore, nor lie deceitfully to God. Not only do you got to have your hand has to be clean, your heart has to be clean. Hallelujah. Now he's talking, he said, then your soul, you can't be puffed up. You can't be proud. Amen. You can't be deceitful. Amen. He said, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. It says you're going to receive the blessings of the Lord. Righteousness from God of his salvation. He said, this is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. This word is a right now word. It's a Logos word. It's God's written word, but it's a right now word. A word, amen, that God is giving you something that will inspire you, glory to God, that encourage you to go on. Is the generation. It makes it like a present tense right now, like it's saying right now. This is the generation of them that seek him. So is this the generation, amen, that is seeking the Lord, amen, that is seeking God's face, not his hand, glory to God? We don't always want a hand out from the Lord, amen. We know that he's the lifter of our soul because he has the whole world already in his hand. And so we don't need a handout, amen, glory to God. But we want to seek his face because the more mighty, the most shy. Thank you, Lord. The more we seek his face, don't you know, the more we continue to transform into his image. As we seek his face, we start mirroring him. Hallelujah. Every day, every second, every moment, as we seek the Lord, amen, we seek his face, not his hand. Hallelujah. Because he already have us in his hand. We have his hand. Hallelujah. He lifts us. Amen. He carries us. Amen. When we are in trouble, glory to God. He carry us when we are weak. Hallelujah. He carry us when we can't go no more, when we have done all that we can do, glory to God. Guess what? He lifts us up. There's a song that said, Lord, lift us, lift me up where we belong. Or, Lord, lift us up where we belong. He said, where the eagles fly. Hallelujah. Where the mountains are high. Lord, lift us up where we belong. That songwriter is saying that, Lord, this is where we belong. We belong high and lifted up because that's where we're at. You said we are the head. We are not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are royal priesthood. We're peculiar people. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we're supposed to be high and lifted up in the Lord, but lowly. But lowly has a spirit of humility. Of compassion, high but lowly. You are seeking. They said that seek his face. This is author Tom Tenney. His first book that I knew about that I got. It's over probably 26 years, maybe 30 years ago, something like that. God Chaser. God Chaser. I mean, I had the Word of God. I was in the Word of God. And any other book helped me to fully understand the Holy Spirit as a person. It helped me to understand as I was seeking the Lord. It helped me to understand who the Holy Spirit was. When he said, good morning, Holy Spirit, it helped me to fall in love with the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And I fell in love with the Holy Spirit. I communed with him all day throughout the day. Amen. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. I would be talking with him and communing with them and just saying, Holy Spirit, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. Holy Spirit, I love you. And when it was time to come, even I said, Holy Spirit, I didn't know who the Holy Spirit was. I said, Holy Spirit, come and sup with me. Understand that when I said come and sup with me, when I was about to sit down and eat natural food, I wasn't even hungry. But I had said, and I was looking at my plate, I said, I'm not even hungry. I ate just a little bit. I said, I'm not even hungry, but I didn't understand. But he had already filled me because I asked him to come sup with me. And that was even before I was seeking the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That was even before he even filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I was saved with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. And so I was already full of him, but I had to have the evidence for myself to understand him. Hallelujah. And even when I would be praying, I would sense his presence, but I didn't understand his presence. I was like, somebody's out there. But I feel a presence here. I didn't even understand it. Walking in the spirit, amen. Didn't even understand it, but it was good. I had entered into the spiritual realm. And it was good. Hallelujah. My spiritual man was heightened. But I didn't know that until I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm like, my God, I didn't understand it. It was a beautiful journey before he filled me up until the run is over. They said there's only one baptism, but there's many fillings. And then the psalmist says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Now he is encouraging you to lift up your heads. Lift up your heads on today, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lift up your heads. Amen, glory to God. It's just a way that he's saying to extend your height. Just extend your height. Amen. So when you lift up your head, hallelujah, glory to God, with something like when you're in the crowd, you're lifting up your head, hallelujah, above some people to see, amen. You extending your height, glory to God, hallelujah. In reference into the, he said, and lift up your heads, O ye gates. He said, lift up your heads, and then, comma, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. I think about when Jesus said, I'm standing at the door. I'm knocking at the door, that doorway, that your heart. I'm knocking there at the doorway. Amen. Waiting for you to open it up. And as he said, you lift up your heads, then he said, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a connection. Oh, my Katan, this is a connection right here. And then he said, who is he asking you a question? He said, who you have to identify, because it said, and the King of glory shall come in. Because if you don't know who the King of glory is, and you lifting up your head, then he said, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, the everlasting door. Amen. That's a poetic word as a body. Amen. Hallelujah. And he said, and the King of glory shall come in. And then he said, who is the King of glory? Do you know who is the King of glory? Do you know who the King of glory is? He tells us, he said, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. That's who the King of glory is. Because he's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. Hallelujah. And he's telling you, he gave you the identity of the King of Glory. If you didn't know who the King of Glory is, some people don't know who the King of Glory is. And so we have to identify them, identify who the King of Glory to them. Who is he? Who is this King of Glory? Amen. Who is this King of Glory that has this strong power? Amen. He said the Lord. He said the Lord. Where it says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. The Lord, he says, strong and mighty. He's the lifter of your, he's the one that has the whole world in his hand. He says, strong. And he's mighty. That means that he has strength, that he has power. Amen. Glory to God. And then he said, the Lord mighty in battle. He could be your battle axe, amen. He could be a fence all around you, glory to God. He's that lifter of your soul, amen. And the word of God let us know that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Glory to God. He said, the Lord, mighty in battle. Amen. I think about in Judges when he said, Gideon, he said, you mighty man of valor. A mighty man of valor. Amen. A mighty man of valor means that you are strong in battle. You have power, amen, to defeat your enemy because God spoke that word into you. He spoke it. When he speaks his word, amen, it goes out what it's supposed to accomplish and it never returns back to him empty nor void. Amen. So there's life and power in the tongue. There's life in the word. And so speak life over yourself. Amen. It said the Lord mighty in battle. Speak life, that life over yourself on today. Hallelujah. Know who you are. The word of God let us know. Amen. So if the Lord is the King of Glory shall come. If he's the King of Glory, if Jesus said, I and my Father are one, and if Jesus, oh, bless your name, thank you, Lord, if he lives and abides, he abides in this temple. We say the temple, this temple is the Lord. If he abides down in your temple, greater is he than he that is in the world. Greater is he that he that is in the world, King of Glory, the King of Glory. The King of Glory is abiding down on the inside of you. The King of Glory, Almighty Oshiah God. So if the King of Glory is living on the inside of you, it said the Lord. Who is the King of Glory? He identified he's the Lord, strong and he's mighty. He's strong and he's mighty. So the Lord is living down on the inside of you. The Lord's strength, the Lord's might, amen. As Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen. Praying, hallelujah. He said, asking the Lord to, if it be his will, is to take this cup, if it be, Lord, take this cup from me. That bitter cup that he is about to drink. But he said, nevertheless, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done. Glory to God. He knew that he had to drink that cup and he was about to go through something. And so, not my will, but thy will be done. Because the Lord is strong and mighty down on the inside of me. The Lord is the one that is fighting my battle because he said he's the Lord mighty in battle. There's nothing too hard for our God because he's strong and he's mighty and he's mighty in battle. And he said the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. It has already been won because we're overcomers. We're overcomers. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We are overcomers. Then he tells us to lift up your heads again, O ye gates. He said, even lift them up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. He reminds again, he tells us again, he reinforces again to lift up your hands. Amen, O ye gates. He said, even lift them up. Even lift them up, ye everlasting door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as we read this word, the word of God, it should encourage you because there's life in the word. He said, and the King of glory shall come in. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? He's letting you know again. He's asking you again. He repeats. It's on auto. It's on auto. It's on auto. He's repeating this again. Hallelujah. As he goes out, he's reminding you what you need to do, who he is. Amen. Glory to God. He's letting you know that he's mighty in battle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, while we read God's word, the Psalms, the psalmist encourage you in God's words that lift your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Hallelujah. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. Hiya, Moshiah. This time he said, the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. Amen. He have a host of armies. Amen. Glory to God. The Lord of hosts. The Lord who is the creator of the heavens and the earth. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Let's meditate on that. Let's meditate on, stop and meditate on what we just read. Don't go so fast. Let's digest. Talk about this King of glory. Amen. Glory to God. As you're going through your text, this King of glory, as temptation is before you, this King of glory, because he'll make a way of escape. If you want to escape, he'll make a way of escape. This King of glory. Hallelujah. We welcome this King of glory. We bow down to this King of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of glory, to the Lord of lords, to the lifter of my soul. Hallelujah. Anyhow. But they say hallelujah anyhow, anyhow. He's an anyhow God. Amen. Did he ever boast? Thank you, Lord. He's an anyhow God. Anyhow, anyhow, just do it, Lord. Anyhow, any way you want to do. He's an anyhow God. He's an on-time God. He's an anyhow. Ooh, yes, God. Yes, God. But he tell Moses, when Moses was going to meet Pharaoh, Moses asked him a question.
Yes.
Who shall I say send me? I am.
Yes.
It's sent to you. God bless you, Dr. Matthew. I am sent. Hallelujah. I am sent. That's who sent you. That's why we talking about he's an anyhow. Amen.
Yes.
He's the lifter of your soul. He's the King of kings. Psalms 24. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Only that person that has clean hands and a clean heart, he's the only one that's going to be able to ascend to the heels of the Lord.
Yes.
There's no evil in here. There's no guile in him. He's not bad me. He's not fucked up. He's not deceitful. All glory to God. And so we just bless the Lord, amen, for this word, just a little word of encouragement, amen, hallelujah, on this day. This day we welcome the Spirit of the Lord is here. I tell
That's it.
I am excited, I'm excited about what God is doing, amen, because this is a day I never seen before, and I thank and praise God for it today, hallelujah, glory to God. As I think about when we was coming up, amen, as a young girl, amen, and as a young adult, amen, and coming up, glory to God, in the church, amen, hallelujah, and I would see how the mothers, amen, hallelujah, they would be praising the Lord and how they would have a fervent prayer, amen, glory to God, and how they would have a fervent praise on the inside. And sometimes I will wonder, I remember this Mother Madam, I can't think of Mother Madam name, her last name. But anyway, when she would get up, she had a strong voice. And the very first time that I heard her, she shook me.
Yeah.
She would used to say, one day at a time, sweet Jesus. She will come out in an audible voice. That's all I'm asking of you. She will sing with such power. Power. I mean, she had the power of God down on the inside of her. Those mothers, I tell you, those mothers were strong. Those mothers had some substance.
Yes, they are.
Hallelujah. They didn't die out. They was worn out because they gave their all. They knees, glory to God, they knees, amen. We ain't hear tales of no knee replacement. They knees held up.
Yes, they did.
They knees, they wore out there, but they God preserved their knee because they was always on their knees. They said, get on your knees. Get on your knees, baby. Get on your knees. Stay down on your knees. And nowadays, some of us, we can't get on our knees, but we lay prostrate before God.
There it is.
Some people can't get down on their knees. Because if you can't get on your knees, just lay flat on that floor. And lay prostrate. Before the Lord. Yes. Because mother, I myself, I have to lay prostrate before the Lord. Because when I get on the knee, it seems strange because I have the knee replacement. It seems strange because it's what? I said, God, there's something that's supporting me. It's foreign object inside of me. I'm like, this thing going to hold up? When I went to the doctor, I asked the doctor, I said, is it going to hold up? It's very hard for it to break. I said, well, I don't need to put my trust in that knee. I put my trust in God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But I love laying prostrate before the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no distraction when you're laying prostrate. I remember when we would lay prostrate. Amen. When we have a sleep in. Sometimes you start falling asleep, but guess what? Somebody will come out and say, "Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you." Your spirit before you be falling asleep. Lord, I thank you.
Thank you,
somebody
Lord.
Say, "Yes, Lord." There you go. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God! What a sound! What a sound! Amen. 3 o'clock in the morning, you've been up, amen, and you took a little break, and all of a sudden, somebody said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Boom! Glory to God. And then here, the atmosphere starts to stir again. The atmosphere starts to stir again. Just with a thank you, Lord. because we have all dozed off a little bit. Some have went to sleep, but some start dozing off. Then one of the mothers, hallelujah, like, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yes, it's the mothers. It's the mothers. The mothers, amen. The foundation of the church, hallelujah. And we know Jesus is the foundation, but they had the word. They had the prayer. They built. They prayed on the foundation. They prayed. They prayed. Prayer was the foundation, and prayer came through them. Hallelujah. Prayer came through them. A sacrificial life, prayer came through them. They didn't understand a whole lot, and I thank God they didn't understand a whole lot. I thank God they were ignorant of a lot of things that we are not ignorant to now. But I thank God because we got a foundation. They built us a foundation. They built us a foundation. Glory to God. And so when you have that foundation, you build upon that foundation.
Yes.
You continually build upon it. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, Prophet Matthew. Come on in. God bless you. Mother just excited on today. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you too, Mother. And God bless the people of God on today. You're in a very good vein on today, Mother, as you're sharing and expounding on the Word of God. It is so good, Mother, when you can break the Word down. As I was listening to you on this day, as you're breaking the word down, you allowing the people of God to really experience God from a revelation and not from a hoop. You're breaking the word down and letting us understand the saints of the old had a special relationship with God based upon what they knew. But even then, what they knew was so great in God that in their mouths, their experiences would allow them to engage the kingdom of God in the earth and bring it alive to so many people. And that's what we need today. Because this 2023 artificial intelligence prayer life of people are just mimicking and picking up what they heard somebody else do, but they can't live it. We in a time where folks have to live this scene. And
amen.
When you open your mouth, you can tell where the oil is in the land. Those mothers of Zion had a special place with the Lord, rather sitting in that rocking chair, praying and moaning. Standing in that kitchen, cooking them grits and that pork, bacon, and making that Kool-Aid with that sugar. Standing there, they had a special relationship with God, and they knew that they heard from the Lord, because many of them didn't need the pulpit. All they needed is the presence of God to begin to pray and speak and decree those things in the earth realm. Mother, Sydney, live word change. Ministry were built through these powerful women of God who knew how to pray, who knew, called on the Lord and called forth angelic presence and reinforcement. And that's what makes prayer as well as the glory of God so strong in the plan and the impact.
Yes, Lord.
They didn't have to go to the doctor because they weren't allowed to go to the doctor. But they knew how to call on the Lord. That mother said, come on in the room.
Yeah.
Come on in the room. See, she knew how to call on the Lord.
Yeah.
But to be her doctor. And see, that broken language and that broken language did not
prevent
the presence of God from speaking and from hearing the call of the saints. I'm telling you, that's the power. That's the power. And hearing that today, Mother, does know for those that are listening in far and near that we need to be in that place in the Lord. We need to be connected to God even the more in this time, season, and hour of our life. This has been a awesome time this morning, Mother. You're just engaging us.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 24 and all of the things that the Lord is doing and presenting to us and believing. You know, I was, as you were sharing, talking, I'm looking at how many of us 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, what we used to talk about then and share then, we all are different now. Mind and our thoughts are different. Our ways are different. And how what we used to say then concerning the older saints, we are now there. Some of us are now there.
Amen.
We understand even more those songs of Zion, those prayers, and those moments, how important it is to have a personal relationship with God in all areas of our life, that his word and his will may be manifested in our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. This is awesome on this day, Mother. We thank God for you. It's powerful.
Yes.
Well, thank God. Happy morning to each and every one of you all. And I'm telling you, this is open forum with myself and Evangelist Thelma Sidney. We thanking God for the miracle that the Lord is doing in the lives of so many people. And I'm just observing the land and what's going on. How even with the alerts yesterday, so many people were distracted with the alerts. So many people were shifted with the alerts. We must be about the business of the kingdom of God right now. It's here in the land, and we have to be in our position and on our post, gatekeepers, doorkeepers, and keepers of the kingdom, saints. We really have to be in that place that God's will may be done. In return, somebody was talking about an alert and what's happening with nations and countries and people. But if you just stay in that place of the Lord and open your mouth and proclaim the word of God, everything will be all right. Mm-hmm. Why, when you were about that glory and being in that place of the Lord, Romans 8:18 said he reckoned and considered that the suffering of this present time not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. We have to know that the glory of God is being revealed. And we're thanking God on today, Mother, for what you shared with us on this day. Someone said, where did this year go? Said to somebody, they said, man, where did this year go? I said, it went to the distractors.
Oh.
I said, it went to the distractors.
Right,
I said, because all it did while it was moving, you were being distracted. You were being thrown off. You were worried about this and that. It just went to the distractors.
Yeah,
you have to be in a place with the Lord now. Hear this. And what we're seeing, nothing under the sun. Amen. All right, this is open forum. I know Mother dropped some powerful nuggets on it this morning, the Word of God. Listening in, and you have a question or comment, or you'd like to respond to what Mother Thelma Cindy was sharing with us on today. We want to give you an opportunity to do that, man of God and woman of God. It's so good to hear what the Lord is and to know what God is doing and to know, not to assume, but to know what the Lord is doing. We need to know what God is doing so that we can be aware of his plan, his scheme, and his strategy. We got to trust the Lord like never before. We have to trust him like never before. He's our strength. He's our rock. He's our salvation on today. Amen. He's everything that we need. We thank God for what you're sharing with us, you're releasing to us. It's very powerful. Thanking God for all of the mighty things that God is doing in this hour on our behalf. The mighty things he's doing for us. And he's revealing to us, Mother. I mean, he's really revealing some very powerful things to us right now in the land and for the lives of the people. So I just thank God for what you shared today and what you released to us on today. It is such a blessing. It's so many things that just put our mind to hear and to think about and to ponder all of the things that the Lord is doing for many of us, that we have to be in our position when it comes to the Lord and the will of the Lord. We have to really be there, on to that. And I thank God for many of the saints of God to really appreciate what you shared today and to really thank God for what the Lord has done. And when you look back over time in our life, man, it's just an honor to be able to be in the land of the living at a time like this, to be able to be part of what God is doing in so many people's lives, to see the power of God manifest in these times for his people.
Amen.
And how many of the faith of God impacted our lives and left us a great example. I'm thinking about the Word of God from Hebrews 12, the great cloud of witness that are cheering us on to be able to do the work in the will of the kingdom. So I just thank God for it all today, Mother, and thank God for you and what the Lord has given you for us on today. It's a blessing, truly a blessing. And it's truly a blessing on today. Thanking God for what he's doing in our life. Hallelujah. All right. It is, once again, open forum. If we have any questions and comments, I know we had some on from Monday night. I think Administrator Brian said she was going to hold off on that question unless you still want to share it. Nonetheless, we just thank God for today, for the things of God. It is such a blessing, I'm telling you, to hear and know that God is good all the time, not just from a cliche, but knowing that he's good to us. We just have to continue to seek him the more and trust him the more and let him be that example of our life. Wherever we go and whatever we do, we have to be that example of the Lord in our walk with him, our purpose, and our destiny on today. So I thank God for what the Lord is doing and what he has spoken today to many of us. We just thank God for it on today. All right. Anyone have a question, comment for us on today? With the word. Okay. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord. Thank you, Administrator. Right. We bless the Lord on today for what you were sharing with us, Mother. Just thank God all that the Lord is doing. And I really thank God for what he's given us and what he's revealed to us who are in position to receive from him, to receive from the Lord on today. It's a blessing. It's an honor to receive from the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Any questions and comments for Mother and myself on today, those who are listening in?
Prophet, yeah. I have a thought.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess this is a thought or a question. It is I had a thought, but it's a question at the same time. Why is it that a fluctuation of churches are going back to what God released them from? When we had the shutdown of the pandemic, when the pandemic came from the beginning and the churches and the buildings were shut down, but yet God brought them out of that to draw closer to him, to allow them to time to draw closer to him. But why is the fluctuation of churches going back what they used to do?
You know, let's do this. Then we want to come back and address. We want to address that. Administrator Brian, can you bring our commercial then and talk about the conference, and then we're going to come back. We want to really address that question on today. Because that's really need to be addressed, heavily addressed. And when I say heavily addressed, that people may really understand the type of leadership that's guiding the church world and the spirit behind what is going on right now. And the spirit, and that spirit of deception that has been in the land for centuries, it has not changed because people aren't willing to change. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial on the Sydney, and we're going to be right back to talk about that very issue. And those who are listening in and joining us today, this is actually for some of you all as well too. We'll be right back, Mother. We'll be right back, Administrator.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy.
Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Prophet Lerone Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Lerone Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. You know, Mother, I want to do this first because I think this is important. This is a very powerful question, but I want to open the floor to ask the people, what do they think? Before I go into the question. What do they think concerning this pandemic and coming up to now? Why do they think many of the people or churches, leaders, organizations, denominations went back to the same old thing? I want to open the floor to the people. And hear what they feel, what they think, and then even what they know. Let's do that real quick. Administrator Brian, if we have any questions over in the chat room from the people, any questions or comments over there, we want to do that as well over there. This is a very powerful question on today, because it's a continuum of what we're watching in the land. So if you're listening in, you heard the question. Mother, read that question off again so the people can hear.
Why is there a fluctuation of churches going back to what God have brought them out of from the pandemic? Why are they going back to that? Some might understand going back to what? Going back to
the old ways.
The old ways, yes.
All right. Anyone wanna those who are listening, if you want to come in, and we want to hear what you feel and what you sense and what you see that has, what you feel has caused the church to go back to the old way. And anyone want to come in, you can hit star six and come on in and ask the question. You can be a leader, pastor, layman, fivefold ministry gift. We want to hear what you feel concerning this question that was asked today. Amen. Do anybody want to come in? Hallelujah. It's a very powerful question, Mother.
Praise Jesus. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you on today.
Bless you, sir. There's no transformation in the heart. It totally reminded me of how nice and loving everyone was after 9/11. And wasn't long after that, everybody was mean again. it's like the opportunity of what's going on, caught up in the moment. And then as time passed, you know, it's the same, could just go back. So it tells us. It has to be a transformation in the heart, a change, an encounter with God. They encounter an earthly force. It's simple. And so just when God says, you know, somebody come back from the dead and talk to the people, they still go to the same. It has to be an inside job. In order for it to be a lasting experience, is what I'm thinking. Let's see. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else this morning? Anyone else wanna share what they see, what they feel, what they what God has spoken to them about? Yeah, this is your opportunity. Be able to ask, to give a response, because this is a powerful question, Mother. I'm telling you, it's a right now question. Matter of fact,
Amen.
It's a right now question for many of us at this very moment. Yeah, the right now question. Everybody with us today? Hallelujah. Yeah. This is a powerful window. Of what is being said, and the reason I'm doing this, because I'm going to share something with the people. That's why I'm opening up the floor right now, and I'm asking this question because it's leading us up to something. That's why I'm asking. Yeah, I'm asking the question this morning, Mother. Well, I'm giving the people an opportunity to share, then I'm going to come in, and I know you're going to come in as well, so that we can all be on one accord when I begin to address this question. All right, anyone else? The ones that's sitting in the background ain't never had a chance to talk. We want to hear you today. All right. Now, if you just came in, Mother Sydney, I want you to read the question again.
Okay. The question is,
and I got a reason why I'm asking this, Mother Sydney. So I just want you to know I'm getting ready to say something.
Okay, why is that some churches have, why is there a fluctuation of churches turning back, going back to that which God brought them out of after the pandemic? You know, when the pandemic shut the churches down.
All right. All right. Amen. Anyone else want to come in and respond to that? Anyone want to come in and respond to that? It's your opportunity, Sadie. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's leadership. It's leadership. You know, Moses' name means deliverer. He took the people from, let's say, I want to use the word Egypt, but I want to use it very carefully because we're dealing with a lot of, we're dealing with etymology when we talk about Egypt, because etymology deal with new words, not historicity, but etymology. We're dealing with, when you talk about Moses, you're talking about an individual that was given a mandate to take the people who were in bondage from a place of being in bondage to the promised land. And as he exited out from Pharaoh to begin to take the people to the promised land and crossing over, when the people saw that it was different, they were free. They were not free in their mind. They wanted to go back. Many people aren't willing to change. Many leaders aren't willing to change. Listen to the scripture, Mother said me, here in 2 Chronicles 7 and 13. He talks about if he shut up the heaven that there be no rain, and if he command the locusts to devour the land. Now look at what he gave him. Then he said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek his face, turn from their wicked ways, he will forgive their land and heal. He will forgive their sin and heal their land. Many people allowed, many people did not grow. Growth demand change. Many people went back to the old way because they allowed who was leading them lead them back to the old way. Mm-hmm. Many leaders who are in leadership position never got into his presence like he gave them an opportunity. They let government rule. They let leadership dictate, control, without being in the presence of the Lord. They were distracted. So, and as a matter of fact, when the pandemic, well, let me use the word pandemic, when the pandemic came, we were already in a church pandemic. We were in a pandemic before it came, before they gave us corona. Many of the people didn't even have the crowd in the beginning. So it just took them deeper into a state of literally an abyss. So when people went back to the same way, they went back because they weren't willing to change their posture and change the way God wanted things to be. They still had their religious mindset. They still had those rituals. They still had the old ways. So when they came back with the mind to do the same thing. They didn't come back with a changed mind or an attitude to do what God had told them to do in the beginning. So they went back to the same ritual because they wasn't willing to change. They're not willing to grow. They're not willing to develop. So they came back to the same way. And guess what? Just like I gave a lot of people opportunity to share, many of you follow leaders who were not going to do anything, who were doing the same thing then. Why? Because many of you wouldn't speak up. You're hearing people say they saved, sanctified, filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, fire baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues. We only go so far. Growth demands change. And many people during these times were distracted. Many of the leaders during these times were given an opportunity to get into the presence of the Lord. They didn't. So what they did is when they were focused on their audience, instead of being focused on the presence of the Lord, God, to bring them to a place of understanding of what's going on, of what God is saying to them, to open them up to the revelation, to bring them to know that everything that they were doing, counterfeit spirit in the land. So they deviated, and the enemy took them to the So the first opportunity, it was for them to come back to the building. Let's go back to the old way. Let's go back to the same thing we did before. Why? Because they wasn't willing to grow. They wasn't willing to receive the revelation. They wasn't willing to change their mindset. And the people in Egypt, when they came out of Egypt, they wasn't willing to change their mindset. And many people wasn't willing to change their mindset. And they came back to the same mindset, yelling at the people, screaming, coming back, same messages, nothing new. And the saints came back, well, I was so glad to be back in the church. Well, you should have been in the presence of the Lord. You should have been in a place with God where he was revealing things to us. These were all distractors, the believers. And well, let me just put it like that. The world started teaching us. Training up, and what you get, you got the same old thing, same old behavior, same old mindset. Nothing new, and this is nothing new under the sun. It's nothing new. It's nothing new under the sun. What you see, in 2023 going into 2024, it's nothing new under the sun. It's the same old thing. So they came back with the same thought. What God didn't do for them, but they won't do it for others. What God did for them, they won't change their mindset. No, that people weren't willing to change. What people call deliverance is simply a quick fix. What God called deliverance is breakthrough and not go back. So the same behavior, the same mindset, they wasn't willing to change their mindset. Look at during the time. Pastors wouldn't even go to social media. They call it the devil. People wouldn't even computer savvy. They wouldn't even prepare for what, even when they were warned. So that's where we at with the world. The heart has to be changed. This is a heart thing. The mindset have to be changed. And people didn't change because their heart hasn't changed. Their mind hasn't changed.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. And as I opened up to ask the people, now, any time now, everybody jumping in, boom, boom, jumping in. Some jumping in and didn't even respond to the question. Why? Because when you're given the opportunity to make change, people don't.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? When you're given the opportunity, they don't. The enemy in what's in us. If what's in us doesn't change, you can't change what's out of you on the outside. What's in you, when you say God is doing a new thing, nothing is new. He's just bringing you into a greater understanding. And if you're not really going to get an understanding, you'll never be able to come into the newness of God, the new revelation of God, the revealing things of God. And that's where we are. A lot of people, He's doing a new thing, but what he's doing it in a revealing time. He's revealing it in you. That's the new thing. He's revealing, and most people are willing to change. They're used to the old way. Keep going. When the spirit of God is high, that's the time for the church to speak. You know what people do? They shout.
Mm-hmm.
They're jumping up and shout when you should be opening your mouth because the spirit is high. That's when the word has to be revealed to the people. But that's where we are. I can go deeper, but I'm learning even now. Even if I went deeper, some people wouldn't even understand because they're not there. And you have a lot of people just not there. They're just not there, man. They're not there. Same, going back to our convocation, our religious thought, our mindset, same old individual, growth, demand, change. We have to be willing to change.
Amen.
Yeah. Be willing to change. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else have a question to comment for us on today? There is more to it, but I want to simplify it. Most people, when they came out of it, they brought the same spirit to another church. I'm going to go to this new ministry. No, you brought the same spirit. You were still harboring a fugitive. You were still carrying church hurt. You were still carrying disappointment. You came in with the same behavior. This required a change of the heart, a transplant of the thought. You have to change. People change. And change require one to walk and breathe, walk, breathe, and move into a new letting go. And some people just don't want to let go things. It's easier to hold on to what you were doing. And pride is a monster. It is. And that's why people came back to the same old way. Some of the churches came back to the same old way. Same old ritual. Same old way. Yeah. All right. Well, we thank God today for what the Lord is doing. Thank God we change. Thank God some of us are willing to change.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for some of us who God allowed us to take advantage of the resting time to get some rest, to rest our mind, to rest our thoughts, and to be in a place of rest so God can do all of the rest of our life. Yeah. Hallelujah. All right. Thanks to God on today. Corona thing has shifted many people's lives, and their lives will never be the same. It was a shaking. A major shaking in their life. And people weren't willing to change in the shaking. Mm-hmm. But we thank God on today. Mm-hmm. There it is, Mother. And that's just a little bit. That's just a little bit. That's just a little bit there. That ain't even what I shared. There's not even the depth of what's going on. Not even close to being the deep of what's happening in the land. That's just the surface, what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just the surface. Thank God we're willing to make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And willing to change our way, the things of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's bring God on to that. And Mother, that's where we have to be as believers. We have to believe. People came back, buying a new building, asking the people, came back excited to see each other again, came back not willing to change for the betterment, not willing to let go all of the issues that they had, institutional religion, ritualistic mindset, pagan viewpoint. And so they go back into the church with the same pattern, same way, the same thing. That's what many people ask in the body. Then they go to a new church, and their testimony is what they did in the old church. This is what we used to do over here. This is the way we did it. You hear that testimony. They did it this way. They did it that way. But what is God saying for you now? But the enemy locked people into their old way, not changing. Gestapo, control, deception, manipulation, out of order. It even made more people out of order than they were. So they went back into the church and their house never was in order. It gave people a chance to get their own house in order. They wouldn't even get their own house in order. Rebellion. They put people right in front of that TV and they woke up every morning with a false narrative of virus, a false narrative of the scripture said nothing should come nigh our dwelling place. And here we are. We didn't lock relatives out, locked our family out, destroyed loved ones, missed time. We in got family members in hospital. You got to look through a window. The spirit of deception. It's almost, I don't even want to deal with that topic because if somebody get mad. We having big old major parties for people who become cancer free. They made that a ritual almost when there's already a cure for that. Then all the chemicals that they now you got all of the people. Isn't it interesting now? Listen to this, thanks God. Isn't it interesting when people are saying cancer is in the bloodline? No, cancer was in those chemicals that you were putting in your hair, the talc powder, all of these things. Cancer wasn't in your family line. It wasn't in your grandmother line. They put all of that stuff in your neighborhood. And then we sit here saying, oh, my mother's sad. No, when they go into those medical doctors who study neighborhoods and zip codes, they knew what was in your neighborhood, your zip code, and your food, your water irrigation system. They know what they were putting in your in those houses that you were living in. They knew. Now, millions and billions of lawsuits on all of the stuff that what they had. The government. Community, neighborhood, church, all of this stuff has been religion, organized religion. Changed it. Even right now where there's a major change in the land and the earth has shifted, the earth has changed, but people have changed.
Amen.
Look, Mother, what happened in Florida. Down in Florida, when the tornado was coming, guess what? People said they were going to leave. They weren't going to leave. They said they won't. They said we're gonna stay in the storm. We're going to go through the storm. And guess what? They didn't come out because people were willing to change. Amen. That's what it is.
Good example.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's a good example.
We are.
Ah.
Yeah.
But people don't want to change.
Want to change.
Don't
want to change.
Don't want to change. Emerging. Don't want to change. That's what
we
want to tell us.
We want to conform, but we don't want to transform by the renewing of the mind. A mind. A mind has to change. People didn't change their mind.
Amen.
Well, that's where I'm at today. Mother Sydney and saints, people that don't want to change their mind. Went to the old way. Back to the old way.
Yeah.
Ever learning, never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Like I said, I'm gonna give you a new way. I'm gonna show you new things. I'm gonna bring you into a new understanding.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take you out of the old mindset, the way you used to do things.
There you go. It's your mindset. Yeah.
And they'll fight that. There'll be a new system.
Mm-hmm.
We have somebody in the background making some noise. We can pick you up. It's a loud noise. But anybody else have a question and comment on today? There's a good word on today, Mother.
Amen.
Hello?
Can you hear
me? Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
God bless
you. Yes, we can hear you.
God bless you, too. So I've been having issues sleeping for a while. This young lady that I've met, I think she's an assignment, but now everything I say, she twists it against me. want to be led by God, smooth, and having financial issues too, attacks on that as well. Are you guys there?
Yes. But I'm trying to understand, are you asking us a question or you are making a statement, or I'm trying to get an understanding on today?
Well, I guess I'm making a statement, having some issues here. Does that make sense now?
Yeah. I'm gathering. So you're asking for advice. You're asking for understanding. Because you said you had a twofold. You said a financial issue. Then you said that there's a young lady that's in your life you said now, and you know her. And now she's contradicting everything you're saying. I want to make sure I heard this right, because I want to be able to try to address it. Or if this you want prayer about this, that I'm one who want to understand. I want clarity so I know what to say and how to say it so that it can come with understanding here. So
okay, so it seems like, if I can remember correctly, ever since she's been in my life, I haven't been able to sleep. As far as finances, I've been doing work for this one particular agency for over 20 years. So they get a new acting manager in there, and she's just making it very difficult when it comes to finances. I haven't had any complaints for the 20 years I've been with this particular agency. But the main thing is sleeping, and then this young lady just want direction from God. Just kind of unsure about that. I feel like I'm under some type of spell or something, especially about the not sleeping and then the she twisting everything against me and the money attack.
All right. Mother, you want to come in?
Yes. When he said that about the sleeping, you know, I thought about how in Proverbs where it says that they tell us not to, do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of troubles from the wicked when it comes. He said, for the Lord will be your confidence, and the Lord will give you sweet sleep. He said, when you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. And so in that, I'm hearing that when that person, from the information that you've given to your life, your sleep was disturbed. Your sleep was disturbed from some things that she probably pressuring you, undermining you, going against you, because if you're born again believer, you can be hooked up with someone that's unequal yoke. And you know the fruit. You know the tree by the fruit it bears. And so when you're born again, believer, you'll know what type of tree that you're entertaining, that you're eating from, that's around you, that's in your environment, that you're conversing with. And so when you see these signs of contention, amen, or bewitching, amen, always cantankerous, that's not the one. That's not the one. That's a anti-Christ. Christ, spirit, anything, anyone that goes up against the word of God is anti. And so that anti-Christ spirit, yes, will allow you to move. Will bring disturbance in your life. That antichrist spirit will change your metabolics. It will change your system flow, because if there's some rough, there's raging seas there. There's no calmness, and so that spirit have impacted, or as Prophet was saying the other day, affected, because the greater one should be living down on the inside of you. And sometimes we get thrown off, amen, thrown off track, amen, for some reason, but yet you have to come back. You got to come back. Sometimes you got to come back to the sea. Amen. You got to come back to the shore. And you got to think this thing over, and you got to pray on it. You got to evaluate. Okay, wait a minute. Let me check my own self out. Was I sleeping before the person came into my life? What is it? Yes, it could be witchcraft. Amen. Glory to God. Anything that's going against God, anti. That's disobedient, disgruntled, that's disrupting your life, that's nagging your life, that's pulling on your spirit. So we have to be very careful who we allow in our atmosphere, who we entertain. We can't entertain everybody. We can't entertain everybody and everything. And so you have to just look at, go back and do an inventory on yourself. I'm like, wait a minute, what have I seen here? What have I allowed to come into my life that allowing me, amen, to get, not to have a good night rest sleep? Because if you don't get a good night rest sleep, okay, your whole body is thrown off. Your seeing is impaired. Your hearing is impaired. Your decision making is impaired. Everything is impaired when you don't get a good night's sleep. And when there are so many things that's bombarding you, amen, so many things that's pressuring you, amen, outside influence, inside influence, all of that, your atmosphere. How is your atmosphere? You got to check everything out. How is your atmosphere? Where am I at? Is this person drawing me to? Is that person adding or is taking from? Is this person a parasite and making me as their host? You have to do a check of yourself and see, how did I allow this to come in to my life and to my atmosphere? God bless you. Father, in your hand. Writing something down. That's my take on it.
Thank you.
And then some of the information that you gave us. Yes.
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry. Sorry about that, Mother. Sorry about that.
It's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I was just listening. I guess for me, the question is, your lack of rest, and you said a young lady in your life. Let me ask you this question, because I'm gonna tap into the river, and I'm going to the ocean. Now, is this somebody you're dating? You're dating to get married to? You're dating because you just met her? Is this somebody connected to your life? What is the purpose? What is she's in your life for? What you said she's in your life. Now everything is the opposite. So help me out so I can be able to help you out. And when I say that, there's something deeper that you're not seeing, so I'm going to try to tap into that. Because if there's confusion there, there's something that's not going in the right direction. So is she an assignment or is it an assassination? What is the reason why she's in your life right now? What is her reason? What is the reason why you brought her in your life? Because the Bible said, man, that find it. So what was the reason for you bringing her into your life? Your reason for her. You wanted her in your life. She's going in the opposite. So what's in her life? You brought her into your life because you found her. So now it's a problem. So what is it that you want from her? What is it that you're seeking from her? That's going in the opposite direction. Because if she's going into the opposite direction, then you found her. So you found somebody that's going in the opposite direction. I hope this makes sense. The sleeplessness is that we have to change our prayer life. We have to change our life. Because most people, it's several things that are going on in the land. It's still in battle fatigue in the life and stuff and so on. What is it that's keeping you that you don't have peace about? Because there's something you don't have peace about. And whatever you don't have peace about, you have to deal with that so that you can get peace. Another sleepless, people have a sleepless because of what they've taken on. Some things we take on, responsibilities, duties, people. So those are the areas that you have to look at so that you can get peace. Who are you getting advice from? What advice you're getting from people? Who is your advisor? Who are you talking to? Who you're receiving from? And those areas will open you up to understand where you're at right now, especially as it relates to the problematic path. Finances, everybody's having, I don't know how many people in the earth are dealing with finances. So now I'm in a season where when I deal with people who are dealing with finances, I start talking to people about time managing your funds, managing your money, because finances is based upon how you manage money. People are trying to live above their means. People try to live at their means. So finances are based upon how you manage your money. How am I going to manage $24,000 a year? So if I got $24,000, I'm going to manage $18,000 of it because it's going to actually bring home $18,000 out of the $24,000. If I'm making $90,000, I'm going to manage how I'm going to deal with $90,000, but I'm going to deal with $72,000 of it because of the rest is going to go to taxes. If I'm making $180,000, I know how to manage it because I'm going to actually come home with probably $95,000. If I'm dealing with $500,000, I'm going to end up with $275,000. So it's how you manage money, based upon your means of managing money. How am I going to manage this money? Because it's all about managing money. If I make $7.50 an hour, then I gotta live based upon that $7.50 an hour. If I make $40 an hour, $30 an hour, it's managing money. And when you're managing your money, then you know where it's at. Because oftentimes we don't manage the money, especially church people. We don't manage money. Well, people in general, we're trying to live above our means, and we end up spiritually bankrupt in those areas of our life. We have to be able to manage money. And then people ask God to bless them with a job or get a job or ask them to promote them, open up the window, and they're not. There's a scripture that talks about holes in the pocket. We're not doing what we're supposed to do as it relates to God when it comes to finances and the financial portfolio of our life. And so it's being able to manage it, being able to do our part in managing the monetary part. A lot of things are based upon we as individual, what are we doing as it relates to money, finances, those areas of our life. And based upon that, we're able to make the right choices and decisions in money management. One of the biggest things in the world is a lack of money management. People don't know how to, people don't manage money. They get it, immediately they spend it. The same thing they have, they may buy it 100 times over. I was laughing because I have a person who get money. It's funny, they buy the same color clothes all the time, just a different outfit. Because people don't manage money. They got it. You got to be able to manage your money. From that perspective, is important. From relationship perspective, who do you want in your life and what's the purpose of them, purpose of that person in life? So if a person is in my life, what is the reason for them being in my life? What's the reason for the young lady in my life? What's the reason for the young man in my life? Oftentimes, what we call disagreement is really a misunderstanding, or sometimes what we call disagreement is we put people in our life that have bad experiences, and from those bad experiences, we make choices and decisions, and they may not necessarily agree with us. They have a disagreement with us because they're speaking from their bad experience. And then here's another piece. The people we bring in our life, we want those people to be in our life for our comfort, but we're not comfortable. We want people in our life. We want them to love us, but we don't even love ourselves. We have people in our life that we want them in our life so that they can be a doormat for our needs, and we ain't giving them nothing in return. So there's a lot of things as it relates to people in our life. Growth demands change. And statistically, when you look at a person that's been married 1, 2, and 3 times, they go back to the same, they marry the same person or the same thing. I'm married, they're married, we're married. And so you're looking at a person that married the same thing, just a different person, just a different body. So if this person is in your life, and there's conflict in the life, so then you have to ask yourself the question, do I want to stay in this conflict or do I enjoy this conflict? And because if you're an adult or grown person, you don't have to accept going in the wrong direction. It's something that you're enjoying in this disapproval or concern or issue in the life. We have to look at, so it's not her. You might have to look at yourself and say, okay, self, what is this that I'm going along with that's not going along in the right direction that I'm in? Because it's something has to change or something has to give so that you can come. And then is this God or is this your flesh? Because a lot of times I deal with a lot of people that said the Lord said God is doing it, and they don't even survive in it. And then you're like, Didn't you just say God told you? Yeah, but I might have missed it. No, your flesh missed it. Your flesh missed it. And it's okay to say you missed it. It's okay to say your flesh missed it. Amen. So you have to, those are some of the things I can answer based upon only what you gave me or only what you want me to know so far. Amen. Am I a prophet? Yes. Do I speak prophetically? Yes. Can I speak things? Yes. Can I go into the deep? Sure. I can go into the deep. I can pull in the surface, tap into the spirit realm. But then I can do all of those things. But what are you willing to change if I go there? See? And that's the prophetic part of me and the part of ministry. But then we can have a conversation and we can address issues. What are you willing to change so that the argument or the confusion in the sleepless nights will end? Because a lot of the sleepless nights of many is because what we're carrying from the previous day or what we're going to sleep with. Yeah, it's spiritual. And this is all spiritual, so you can't deal with it in the natural. It's a spiritual thing that's going on. So I hope that's a gateway and doorway to be able to give a little help in that area.
I appreciate that.
Anyone else this morning that want to?
That was good, Prophet. That was good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Apostle Matthews. Good morning, Mother Sydney. Good morning. I just give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I just wanted to say, pertaining to the question that Mother Sydney presented, pertaining to the churches and why many came back doing the same thing. The Most High put in my spirit that many came back because when doors were closed during the pandemic, many had not repented before those doors closed. And many of them were Ichabod. The Spirit of the Lord was not in them. The Spirit of the Lord was not in a lot of those leaders as well. So true repentance didn't come forth. And when they opened their doors again, they went back the same way. The spirit of Ichabod still rests in those buildings and in those leaders. So this is what he put in my spirit pertaining to that question, the reason why churches came back doing the same things as the apostle said, the leaders, and he's on target. The leaders, they all came back the same way. Ichabod, the spirit of the Lord does not dwell in them. So God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to share that. That's Sister Donna. God bless you all. Love you guys.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Also, we have to understand that in growth, demands change. Growth demands change, and we have to be willing to grow. People have to be willing to grow and study the Word of God. Everything we share here, we have to study the Word of God. Study. Many people don't want to study. You have to study that Word. Get in that Word and study it. Study it. Study what the Lord is saying. Study what the Word is saying, and then ask God to give you understanding and revelation. So that we can, and then you can't be a weak leader. You have to be a strong leader. You have to be a strong person. And many people aren't strong. Many people are weak. And when I say weak, they're weak to their flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're weak in the flesh and not strong in the spirit, you're easy target. Then you have a lot of people in the pew who influence pulpit. Yeah, it's a house. Look at the Capitol Hill. Listen to this. Look at what's going on in the United States Congress. It's total chaos once again. So we have a United States Congress, the Corporation of America, in the District of Columbia, the District of Columbia, under tremendous chaos. So guess what? The house is up for grabs. So guess what? Everybody's house is up for grabs.
Hmm.
Most people's house is out of order. Their own house is out of order. So if your house is out of order, look at what's going on in the United States House of Representatives. The house is out of order.
Hmm. Right.
If you look at the history, and this is no indictment against people, if you look at the European history and the colonial system history, do you know when they are chaotic, do you know who they bring on the scene to bring things back in order? Do the math. Look at the history. Who do they call on? Every president that messed up, who do they call on? Richard Nixon in the White House when he was getting ready to be impeached. Who do he call on? The butler. Who was the butler? A black man. Mm-hmm. Who was his comfort? Look at that. Look at slavery. Who did they call on when they lost? They called on us. Who? It's a proven record that historicity will outdo etymology. It's the house syndrome versus the field understanding.
All
I'll
right.
put it like that. And everything is changing now. And guess what? Those leaders who were in those big old warehouses have to understand that when the stuff starts stinking on the shelves, it leaves the odor in the building. And people have to understand that we are in total change now. Everything is in total fulfillment and change. Everything you're watching is in total change, and people don't want to change. Husbands, men, women, they don't want to change. People don't want to change. And when God made a promise to Joshua in chapter number 1 of the book, he said, after the death of Moses, my minister, Joshua was next in line. And many people are out of order. And he told Joshua, everywhere that you should go, your feet should tread upon, I'll give it to Lebanon, to the Euphrates, down into the coast. In other words, Joshua, you're going to take these people into the promised land. 2 million. You and Caleb, you're going to take them over into the promised land. And in chapter 6, Achan was in the camp. And a lot of people got people in their lives that's causing them to ache. They bring in a curse stuff. Some people are in a cursed relationship. These people are causing you to ache. You have aching in your life. Aching in your building, aching in your restaurant, aching in your business. They're causing you all these aches and pains. There's no Tylenol. There's no Bear Aspirin that can do it. There's no going to a council can do it. You have to get rid of the aches in your life. Whatever in your life that's the aching, you got to get rid of. Some people, they say, you know why they're in a relationship? Because they're lonely.
Right.
I'm lonely. Why don't you remain sacred? If you get your sacred life together, God will put another sacred person in your life.
All right.
I want to be in this person. I need somebody in my life to help me pay for my bill. Why don't you take care of your own bills that you created so that you can get with a person that don't have no bills and y'all can make bills together or y'all can work together? The selfishness of the world. People are selfish. It's a selfishness. It's selfish. No, I did this, and it's a retaliation. Do you know a lot of people get in relationships because of retaliation? I'm going to get with this person so I can retaliate against the other person. I'm going to show this person I can get this new woman or this new man. So you get into it, you end up retaliating, and then you end up causing confusion. You know the most dangerous thing, this is going to blow people mad for that, the most dangerous thing to get in a relationship and you still in love with your predator. That's the most dangerous thing. The most dangerous thing to sleep in a bed, with, get in a new relationship, be married, sleep in a bed with somebody you dreaming about that you hate. Or you angry with. I'm going to leave this stuff alone. Let me be quiet right now because I'm digging today. I'm going into the archive. The most painful thing is to walk into a church and say and raise your hand and become a new member, and you can't follow a pastor because you're mad at 10 other pastors that you've been mad at. The hardest thing in the world is to carry a gift in your life and your character will never define you. Submission. You won't even submit to your own self. you mistreated me. Well, then if they mistreating you, then you don't have to have them in your life. Isn't it interesting? You can be 40, 30, 40 years old, and you're officially an adult, but you stay connected to a person that's mistreating you, and then you won't change because you made up in your mind you're going to try to change the person, and they end up changing you. The hardest thing in the world is you won't marry yourself, but you'll marry somebody else. That's a difficult place.
Yes, it is.
Walk, breathe, and live. You living in an 8-track mindset in a chip season, because it's not an iPad anymore, it's a chip. Somebody on TV can tell you right now, you turn on your TV and you can watch a Fantasy Island movie and walk out of that movie theater with that Fantasy Island in it, in your mind. Listen to this. The illusion of a movie, you're bringing into the reality of your house. And now your house is living in illusion, and they lose the reality. At the end of the movie, the bad man get killed, but he go to the next movie and sign a contract and do a new one. At the end of your movie, the person get killed and they never come back. Look at the people that are harboring unforgiveness and can't let it go. Anger and can't let it go. Pain and can't let it go. Look at all the people that's chasing money and still bankrupt. You're trying to deal with something spiritual and the natural. I've learned one thing in life, at least one thing I learned, is that you can't win an argument with a woman, but your love can win her over. Think about that. I'm just throwing some free nuggets out there, just trying to help somebody. You can't control a man. You'll end up sick in your body. And when you think you control him, you have became masculine, and you're no longer feminine. That's just for free. They're trying to help you out. I know you feel good. I'm in charge. No, you ain't in charge. You out of order. It just, those are the reality. It's stuff you don't get in now. You don't get in the real world. See, the people, what they sell you, is they look at the statistics of their atmosphere. So what they do is they play on your emotions. One of the things about the power of Adolf Hitler, he said he used emotion for the masses and reasoning for the fear. That's what he did. And people play on your emotion. Look at all of the people on social media. Somebody can give you a prophetic word on social media and you'll jump up and down and say it's from God and they don't know you. But when they go to your page, it's already in your page from last year. And your notification brings it up a year later and show you the same thing they prophesy because they're watching you. And only telling you your notification. You got to remember in 2018, you got mad and snapped and told the whole world what you were going through. So in 2023, you don't think you remember, but you left it on your social media page. It's on there. So they can come back and prophesy to you and give you a fresh word from the Lord. It ain't even a fresh word. They just read your feed. I mean, they read your feed. They didn't read your feed. Why? Because you wasn't, people wasn't willing to change. They let people change them. You only accept what you're not willing to change. And guess what? Many people are not willing to change, so they accept what they are. And that's what you get. You, the government, has changed. The kingdom of God hasn't. God has never changed. His kingdom never changed. His government is upon his shoulder. So which government are you serving, there or yours? Where are we at? Amen. Thank you for the question and making a statement. Anyone else today? Open forum. Advice, counsel, relations, sharing.
Mm-hmm.
For the people. All right. Well, I bless the Lord for each and every one today. You can get a copy of today's teaching in its entirety. All of the recordings are available to you in its entirety. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Leron Matthews and go into the archive and get the recording. What has been said. Let me pause real quick. Someone came to me the other day. They may be listening on. They may be listening today as well. Someone was excited. They were really excited, Mother Sydney, Administrator Brian. Mm-hmm. They were telling me, man, this prophet is saying the same thing you said verbatim, word for word. I'm listening to them. I'm telling you. You are on target. They on target. Now listen to this. I'm listening to them tell me, man, Prophet, you own it. I said, go to Sunday message. I didn't even say anything. I said, go to Sunday message. Listen to this, Tina Rice. Listen to this, Sister Wiggins. Listen to this, Gwen Marshall. Listen to the Apostle Sam. I said, do me a favor. Go to my Sunday message a week ago, not this past Sunday. And listen to what I said. And look, and I guarantee you that same prophet was on my page. And the same thing you're hyping up about, he didn't get that from God. He went over to my page and got that. So guess what they did? They went over to my page. And guess who was over there? This prophet that got them jumping up and down. See, we run into all of these other places. Mm. You ain't got to confirm nothing to me. This is not an arrogant statement. I know when I get before the Lord. I know when I'm in his presence. And it's no indictment. We keep running around trying to get a fresh word, and you haven't even took the word I gave 2 weeks ago. They know what the word I gave 2 weeks ago. But here now, what happened 2 weeks ago happened. In the Congress, it's getting ready to happen. In the White House, it's getting ready to happen. In Vatican City, it's happening right around. And you're excited about that. And I said, now let me ask you a question. I said, what was the seed that they asked you to give? I'm going to message that because I know they're listening in today. I ain't trying. And don't, there's no indictment against you. But guess what? Not ready for this? They haven't even gave me a seat. I don't know. It's no indictment. But since you brought it to my attention, they saying the same thing I'm saying. No, they're copying after what God had revealed to me, and they're just taking it on their platform and sharing it with you. Why? Because this is what we got. We have empty wagon squeaking all the time, a full wagon squeaking every now and then. We have counterfeit, fooling you into having an encounter. That's all. God is revealing. Are you willing to listen to him? Show you the way. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. That doesn't have to be a natural. That can be spiritual. We're forever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. Study and also research to show yourself approved unto God, not to me, not to man, not to individual. To research, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, that you are a workman. That's the question. You're not being a workman. That needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. And all of these scriptures blame things to us. Yeah. Every now and then there's a traveler, there's a person that's a traveler, that's revealing. We have to be able to understand what we're dealing with, what we're up against. What we're up against right now. So much that's happening in the land. Careful of the foolishness. It makes no difference what alert hit us yesterday at 2 o'clock. Are you on the alert? Are you on the broadcast systems of God? Are you connected to him? Those are distractive too. It's warning us to let us know. Could it be a decoy? It's nothing new. Give or take. Watch the mind of the people. Watch what's getting ready to manifest. We only see a small sign of a bigger symptom. The problem is none of those things. The problem is sin. That's what it is. Hallelujah. We have to understand what we're dealing with and what we're up against into that. All right. So I bless the Lord today. Thank God for what the Lord has given us and speaking to us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good. All the time. Yep, he's good. He's in a good place.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing. And thank God, Mother Cindy, for you. Thank God for the saints. Thank God for the people who die. Thank God for what the Lord is doing. It's a powerful scripture in Psalms 139 and 23 and 24 that David talked about. After Psalms 139, if you read it, he comes down to that 23 and 24 verse, and he talks about, search me,
mm-hmm.
oh God, know my heart, try me, and see if there are any wicked ways in me, and lead me to life everlasting. You see how David did that? He said, search me,
mm-hmm.
oh God, and know my heart. Once God knows your heart, he can try you. And he said, now try me, God. So after he searched me, do the research on me, then know my heart, then you can try me, Lord, to see if there are any wicked ways in me. Then we are put to the test of the trying and the searching. If I tell the people all of the spirits that I have to deal with on a daily basis in the 10,000 different spirits and thoughts that come to my mind. I might as well be sitting in a mental ward with medicine, because you have to cast that one down, throw that one down, overrule that one. That's crazy. That ain't right. You have to, and then all of the things, all of the illusions and the delusions and the fighting through the red tapes and the challenges, all of these 6,000 different thoughts. Man, where did that come from? What is that about? What is that about? Man. And still maintain the spiritual cognitive continuity of Isaiah 26:3. He will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Keep your mind stayed on God and get your mind out of other people's mind, houses, thoughts. Watch what the Lord would do. He would do what he said he's going to do unto them. You have to trust the Lord. He's doing something for you and you on today. Amen. Let his will be done. Let his will be done, people of God.
Amen.
He will do it for you. I trust the Lord. Do you trust him? I have to. That God will be done. And he'll make a way for you. He'll make a way for you. All right, well, I bless the Lord today for the kingdom leaders and people of God on today. May the Lord continue to navigate you in the right direction, in the right path. Mm-hmm. I put no confidence in the flesh. I totally trust the Lord. I have to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leading a whole lot of people, and I can't lead nobody astray. If they went astray, they went into another pasture. You gotta keep us in this season. People, we need to be reached for the kingdom of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, God. Well, I thank God for you on today. I know the Lord for what he's doing. Continue to stay steadfast, unremovable, bounded in the things of the Lord. Don't be moved by every wave, toss and turn. Stay in the place of the Lord. Let his will be done. To mark the perfect man. Behold the upright, for the end of that person is peace. If your ways please the Lord, you ain't got to worry about your enemy. He'll make him behave or her behave.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. Follow peace with all men. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Stand steadfast. Gird your loin, girded about in the truth. Amen. Hold on. Amen. Stay in that place of the Lord. There's so much happening. There's so many things going on. Amen. I couldn't do none of the things I do if I didn't trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm telling you. I tell people, I'm opening up some more stuff. I ain't going to do that right now. But just trust the Lord. Thing. You got to trust him. Got to lean him. Stay in that place of the Lord. A lot of stuff we trying to deal with or we dealing with. Let the Lord will be done.
Mm-hmm.
Trust the Lord. If you don't do it, Lord, it won't be done. That's what I tell them. Lord, you don't do it, it won't be done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need you, Lord. You gotta handle this one. I trust you for it. And that's what's happening. All right, Mother, anything on your end? Tell us about the conference coming up. We're excited about it. We're 15 days away? We're in the 5th. We're October the 5th already.
Yeah, 14 days away.
Yeah,
14
days.
Yeah.
Day.
I'm telling you, it's a countdown.
24 days away from our Family Value Conference 2020.
Yeah.
2023. And it doesn't cost nobody nothing this year, just being in attendance. Amen. Come on in, Mother Thelma Sidney. Tell us amen. About it.
Well, we just bless the Lord for you, you, and you. Amen. 14 days away. Amen.
Yes,
Women of the Cross Conference. Amen. It's fastly approaching. Amen. I tell you, backed by popular demand is our topic. Amen. It's our theme for the conference. Amen. And the conference starts on October the 19th, 20th to the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He's going to have powerful speaker on that Thursday. We got prayer, praise, and worship encounter. Yes, prayer, praise, and worship. Glory to God, looking for a powerful time in the Lord on that Friday night. We have our own Prophet LaRon Matthews. Amen. I admonish you to come out because we're in for a treat. We're excited. We're preparing for him. And on that Saturday afternoon, we have Evangelist Triposia Lee from Marion, Illinois, a powerful woman of God, good friend of mine. Amen. And that morning, we have a breakout session. We have a treat. Amen. For Sister Olia Horns from Michigan. And so, tell you, God is bringing them in near and far. Amen. Registration $65. Amen. You can register, and that includes conference bag. 3 days, amen, two nights, 1 day, glory to God. And then we're going to have a powerful, we're going to have a nourishment for your body. I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
we have a feast that's going to be laid out on that Saturday afternoon for the people. And so just come on out. It's in East St. Louis, Illinois, 512 North 12th Street, East St. Louis, Illinois, River Life Evangelistic Center, Rolex, amen, where the river never ceases to flow. So come on in, amen. We invite you to be a part of this 12th annual Women Across Conference. Glory to God. I tell you, just start packing your bags and just come on, amen. I believe this year that it's going to be live. God have really is blessing. Amen. He's putting people in place for me. Amen. I went before the Lord and I said, God, I need favor this year. I said, I need favor. And I said, all those favors that were stored up in heaven, God is bringing them out. Amen. People, amen, that never attend. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It have amazed me. You know, have contributed and said, what you need, what you need, what you need. And so God, when it's right, amen, God will open up the door for you, glory to God, because it's not a click, amen, but this conference that God gave me over 12 years was birthed in prayer. It was birthed out in prayer, glory to God. And as the years come, Prophet Matthew, God is leading me out. He's leading me out, amen, to take it out, amen, and to come back, glory to God. So I just bless the Lord for you, amen. If you want to register, if you have a donation that you want to give, just go to $BACK2CROSS. Amen. $BACK2CROSS. God bless you all.
Mm-hmm. Wow, we're looking to see, we're looking to see the people in the building in the place for the conference 2020, 2023. It's going to be awesome. And we're heading to the city of San Antonio, Texas. We'll be there this week with a word from the Lord, I'm telling you. And it's going to be awesome. I am, I just thank God for what the Lord is doing, and the season of growth, maturity, and change,
amen.
Watching the Lord do what he does best for his people and to bring us into a place of understanding so we can know what the Lord is saying outside of all of this other, all of these other things that are going on. Change is in the hemisphere, trochosphere, biosphere. The people aren't willing to change. They want to change you, but they won't change themselves. They want you to change, but they ain't gonna change their mindset, their thinking capacity, how they look at their outlook, they won't change, but they want you to be the changing. They want you to do the thing differently. No, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord in this season. I'm telling you, I trust the Lord. God, I lean on you. I know you, my strength. I trust the Lord. I had to cut. You have to cut people the way so you can do what God told you to do. Lord, I lean on you. You my support. You're my help. You have to trust the Lord. I'm telling you, man of God, woman of God, saint, you got to trust the Lord. Lean on him. You got to lean on him. Amen. He's in us. He's talking. He's releasing. He's speaking. He's showing. Everything has been revealed now. He's revealing things to the people. Amen. He's revealing things to the people. It's prophetic what he's showing the people. He's showing us his hand. He's revealing to us the purpose, the mandate, the destiny, the assignment. You have to grab it. This is a fresh word from the Lord. Everything is fresh, hot off the press. I'm telling you, mother, it's hot off the press. God is doing stuff hot off the press. It's right now. We're in the Kairos. Grab it. Run with it. Let his will be done. All that other stuff with people, put them in the layaway. Put it in the layaway. Trust the Lord. Lean on God. Don't lean on your own understanding. Stay in that place of God. Let his word and his will be done. It is happening right now. Apostle Murray Simmons, bless you, great man of God. Bless you on today. Amen. Bless the Lord for you. Bless you. Pastor Johnson, good to have you. Bless you on today. Hallelujah. Thanking God for what the Lord is doing. He's dealing himself to us. Thanking God for the saints of God. Thank you, Mother Sydney, on today. Thank you. Bless God for you. I'm excited to be part of what the Lord is doing for Mother Thelma Sydney, Back to the Cross Ministry. Excited about being part of it. What are you doing? Amen. Man, if you were in Atlanta, Georgia, Mother Sydney, I'm telling you, it was an awesome time there, Mother. It was a powerful time.
Amen.
You would have been like, Mother, you would say, I'm proud of my prophet. You would have been excited, Mother.
All righty.
My good friend, Apostle Simmons, you would have been proud of you. Yeah, you would have been like, man, prophet? Yeah. Man, I tell you, the warfare that you, but we take, but God will bless the people there. And this is actually, the fourth day in a row that I get a call from the pastor of the Preach the Word Worldwide Network. Minister of mine, are you still on, Minister? I know she had a couple of things she had to do. But we just thank the Lord for my administrator, Rita Bryant. God, I tell you, we thanking God for you, administrator Lisa Bryce. We just bless the Lord for a great administrator such as Lisa Bryce. It has been a blessing. And the things that God is doing and he's revealing to us and through us. So, I sent something to your messenger for you. But this is the third time. I don't know if I told you, this is the third time this week. I get a call from Atlanta, from them in Atlanta. They try to expedite it to get me to come back again this week. And they try to get us to come back to the region to minister the word. God is up to some of the Sydney in the region there, and he's blessing the people. And we'll be there. The minister of the bride is working some things out with him in that area there. It's a tremendous need in a dark place. And Apostle Simmons, one of the things I'm learning is that what people have to understand, we're running from witches and warlocks without the word of God said we are light in darkness. Why we keep running from the darkness? Why we keep running from the darkness? God is sending you right into the middle of the darkness, and you that light. They need you. They need us. They need us. What's in us? They need us, Mother Sydney. They need what's in Thelma Sydney. They need what's in you. You're the light in the darkness. Isn't that what the song said? You're the light in the darkness? We're the light in the darkness. They need us. We're that light. We're that city that sits on the hill that can't be moved. We're that light in the darkness. Administrator, I just did Administrator Brian,
yes,
already 2023, already 2024. It's already 2024, ain't even here. And it's happening, 2024 already. We're that light in the darkness. You have to be that city that sits on a hill that can't be hid. God is calling you, you and you, me, you, I, us, all of us, into a different place, a different time zone, a different hour. Man, he is doing some stuff like never before for you, for me. I'm telling you, it's a great time. Man, I'm thanking God for it. I'm thanking God for what he's doing.
Dr. Matthews, I got a text in reference to what you just stated about the light and the darkness. And how to read it. That can be a bunch of stuff. Hold on, just think about it. Okay. It said, why are black churches often ineffective to push back the darkness over the black community? And what is it they can do to turn this thing around?
Say that part one more time. So I want to make sure I heard it real quick.
Why is it that black churches are often ineffective to push back the darkness over black communities, and what is it that we can do to turn this thing around?
Well, a lot of people have not been healed. A lot of leaders, they're not starting ministry for the purpose of souls. They started ministry for the purpose of their agenda. And we got to put these agendas aside so we can build the kingdom of God. Most people think, started ministry from hurt, anger, disappointment. I'm going to prove to people. See, you got to, when you read, if you go over to the Word of God in Ephesians 4, it's about vocation. What is your background? What are your vocation is what is it that you're in, that area of your life? He's calling us to our vocation. What your profession? What is it that you're in? He's calling people to that area. And many people are not walking in the vocation for wherewith God had called them. They're walking in what somebody told them they are. They're walking into what somebody made them to be. They're walking in what somebody said they would be, not who God told them they would be. And you have to walk, you got to walk in who God told you to be. What did God say to you? And people aren't doing it. They if you find out what most people, if you listen to our culture, the difference between house Negroes and field Negroes is this. The house Negroes understand their master. They love their master more than they love themselves. So when you follow, to get to your community is to not lock out your community with rules, regulations. If you're going to be able to, we'll spend more time building our master house instead of building our own house, so we can be able to master that's trying to rule our families and our loved ones and our children. We're not doing that. We're caught up in institutional religion. A lot of people caught up in religion. Religion. People don't do evangelism. We talk it. We talk about we want to pray people into the building instead of going out there and compelling them. What did the Bible say? Compel them to come. People can't compel nobody. They can't even compel them on stuff. They own stuff. Compel them to come. Let me just share this. If you are light in darkness, that means you are light. If you can't be a light in darkness and you dark. You got to be a light in the midst of darkness. You're drawing the people in. You are light in darkness. You're bringing the light of God to them that are in darkness. And people can't bring the light because they're in darkness. You're a light in darkness. And we're that light, that city that sits on the hill. We're that city that sits on the hill. We're that city. We're the city that's on the hill. But guess what? You can't be on the hill if you're not doing the will of the Lord. That's why most people came back to the same old thing. The same old thing. They came back to the same places, the same thing. Same old thing. They came back to the same way, same thought, same place. They're not changing. Growth demands change. It requires change. It requires a different attitude and altitude in the kingdom of God. A light in darkness. Five candles. 5, 10 virgins. 5 all had candle. They let their light go out. Then they come for yours. That's what you call that Ichabod. They coming for your what's on your life. So people can run and say, oh, they saying the same thing you went. No, their light is out. Their candle is out. So they pulling from the oil on your light. You're the light in darkness. They pulling from you. In that. I hope that's bringing some alive, Administrator Brian. What do you think, Mother Sydney? Come on in. What you think, Mother?
Amen. Prophet, I agree with what you said. And bottom line is the mindset. Because if there's no unity, there will be no strength. And when you're concerned about the taskmaster building and not concerned about the community, you will not have that unity to build, because it said it takes a village, amen, to raise a child. And so we have to be concerned about our brothers and our sisters. Amen. We have to be concerned about each other. I think about when she said pulling away the darkness in the community. It takes me back to Black Wall Street. If you read the history and the history of Black Wall Street, where they had a community, their own bank. They had their own real estate. They had their own airplane. They had everything that they need. And it was 21 days that the dollar bills circulated in their community. For 21 days, that dollar bills circulated in their community. Then it went out of the community. And so basically what they were doing was they were putting back in the community. You know how they have reverse osmosis of water, where it's recirculating and recirculating, and so they had their own money recirculating in the community to build their own community. And then after 21 days, guess what? They sent that money out. And so you have to focus in on your community. Amen. On your culture. Amen. Because basically what you're doing is you're building one another up. You're building one another up. Because, and I believe that even with our prayers, I believe we need to change the way we pray. It's just so like if you are a leader,
Mother,
and you have
again.
All, if you're a leader, amen, and you're praying, okay, example, you're praying for a financial wealth, a financial gain. You want everybody that's in your circle to have the same thing because guess what? If God bless you with that financial wealth, and they don't have their financial wealth, they're going to drain you. And everybody's going to be back in poverty again because they have drained you. And you're giving this, you're giving that before you even know it. You back down to where they were at. And so change the mindset of how you pray. You know, the leader, you pray for your congregation, you pray for those in your circle. And so, okay, God, well, you bless me with a million. You bless them with a million, too. But we can all
right.
be on the same level. Amen. So we can all, for this money can circulate. Amen. So we can always be the head. Amen. Glory to God. And so basically, we shouldn't have that crab mentality. Amen. There's a lot of things that has to be shaken off. Amen. Off of the culture. Off of the black culture, there's a lot of things that has to be shaken off, to be redefined and reformed from the beginning. Amen. You mind, Yosiah, God. I think about how, amen, glory to God. And, I mean, this is nature here. It might sound gross to some people, but this is nature, what God has given me. He said, just like a woman, amen, glory to God, when something, when she have a miscarriage. When she have a miscarriage, they got to go in and do I think they call it a DNA. Amen. They have to go in and clean her up from the inside. Amen. So there won't be no infection. Amen. So nothing else, any growth or anything. They have to clean that which she lost. She has to be cleaned up. And so that's what has to be done with the black culture. You have to be give DNA, amen, glory to God, cleansing. That's going to clean you up from the inside out. Your mindset and everything, glory to God, it has to be cleaned up. And so what that DNA does, glory to God, it scrape out everything that was supposed to be there. It scrape out everything that had been affected that wasn't good. Amen. So the good, amen, could thrive in area. And so that's all they need. That's it. When you go back to the basic thing, you go back to what God has given you, and that's what you need, amen. Hallelujah. You need that unity. He said, let brotherly love continue. And I'm talking about not a surface brotherly love. It's a agape love that we must have, and that's the only way that we will survive. That's the only way we will come up. That's the only way that the darkness will flee from that community. Glory to God. Because it said the enemy go to and fro upon the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Amen. The enemy is not a man with a red tail and a red horn. No, 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 no. Glory to God. That enemy could be sitting right next to you. Amen. That enemy, can you be working for that enemy? You could be working for that enemy. And so we have to know the devices of the enemy. Amen. That working through other persons. So that's my take on it.
Good, Mother. You're right there. You tapped into it. A powerful.
Oh, okay.
Powerful
it's called
DNA.
A DNC.
Yeah.
It's called a DNC. Yeah. Thank you, my daughter.
Yeah.
Purpose is Tina. It's a DNC, not a DNA. God bless. Amen. It's a DNC. Amen.
Yeah. Good. That's good.
Hallelujah.
That's good,
amen.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
To be able to deal with this.
That'd be the funny, but yeah, you get that's it, mother. That's exactly it.
Hallelujah.
Yes. You hit it on the head. The plot to destroy the black community and to bring it together to build it again, to support our building.
Mm-hmm.
We invest in the outer care instead of the inner care.
Mm-hmm.
And the church world has a powerful role and duty in the family structure.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing the family structure together. But they lost it because they allowed the enemy to infiltrate. They didn't went religious on them. They didn't turn into religion. They didn't went religious on us. The church world didn't just really simply became just religious. They just opened up the mindset to religion, to the institution of religion. You just got a bunch of religious people. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. We have a lot of people just religious. God is trying to bring us into the righteousness of him, the righteousness. Yeah. Anyone else today?
One last question, Dr. Matthews.
Yes.
Do you feel like America cannot progress into a better future until the demonic agenda against black America is dealt with first?
You know what? You're absolutely correct. However, at the same time, until America repents to God, that's all sectors of America. This country was built on slavery. The mentality of this corporation, that's what it is, it's a corporation. The mentality of this corporation. And that's why our culture picked it up, the mentality of it. But here's what's important. Even if they repent, let's say white America repent, we're so far behind as it relates to our own culture and background. We're so behind in terms of our history and events that even if they repent and they give us what we need, we wouldn't know what to do with it anyway because of the mentality of things. Our children are miseducated. Our family units are so broken down. Our male, the father, the role is so broken. People don't want to relent right now to the role.